Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Thursday of the 12th week in Ordinary Time. Today's theme, Standing on Solid Rock. What storm is going on right now in your life? Are you standing firm? Or are you teetering on the verge of collapsing because your energy is drained, your faith is wavering, and fear is warning you of potential disaster? Jesus says in today's gospel reading from Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 29, that if we hear his words, his truth, his commands, his way of doing things, but fail to put them into practice, the storms of life will knock us over. He never said that he would calm all our storms. Suffering is part of the Christian life as we follow Jesus to and through the cross. In order to experience faith, peace, hope, joy, and safety during the storms, we have to choose to stand on the solid rock of uncompromised truth instead of the shifting sands of moral relativism. We won't find safety if we pull away from God by handling life our way. Whenever we fail to put into practice what Jesus taught, we put ourselves and others in danger. We might think we've got a good reason to disregard a church teaching, or we might rationalize that a sin is not a sin. But regardless of how stable the ground beneath us feels, we're choosing to rely on sand that gets leached away by storms. No rationalization, no logic, no denial system can turn a beach into a boulder. When a friend asks how you're doing, have you used the old cliche, "I'm hanging in there"? You probably say it with a scowl on your face. Well, what are you hanging on to? Why do you even need to hang on to anything? The real reason why we feel insecure and afraid in the midst of trials is because hanging in there means that our feet are dangling in midair. Jesus told us to stand firmly on the solid rock of truth. Christians who build their faith on sand are those who claim that since God always loves us and forgives us when we sin, they can safely do whatever feels right. But sand dwellers lose touch with his love rather quickly when times get tough. Where is he now, they wonder, as they sink into the quicksand of despair and loneliness. We learn to trust God's love in the storm only after we've first learned to trust him in the how to be holy commandments of everyday life. When you notice that your feet are sinking, or when you're falling into a pit that an earthquake has opened, or if you're losing your grip on the rainbow from which you've been hanging, identify which teachings of Christ you've been ignoring, and then run to the sacrament of reconciliation. Yes, God loves us even while we're still sinning, but our humble repentance and God's gift of grace, which Jesus gives to us through the priest in the confessional, plant our feet firmly back on the solid rock of truth.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.